the 7, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy and began signing executive orders.
Revoked nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history, maybe not one of them, the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork at the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eden fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News. The hot, dry Santa Ana wind is returning to the fire-ravaged Los Angeles area, and a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning is up. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Extreme winds are expected to hit overnight tonight. During those times, firefighting aircraft may not be able to fly. 70 to 80 mile per hour wind could be even stronger in some areas. James White is at the National Weather Service.
The time when we have the potential for those strongest winds to mix down is only about 8 hours or so.
170 extra fire engines, water tenders, and firefighting aircraft have been pre-deployed by the governor's office. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Bob Dylan artifacts were auctioned off in Nashville over the weekend. About 60 photos, music sheets, and other items on the block. The highest bid was for a typewritten draft of Mr. Tambourine Man. Went for $508,000. Most of the items came from the collection of the late music journalist Al Aronowitz. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway and just think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left or right. They're changing lines for oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
A scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my muscles.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy and dangerously cold.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Tuesday, with a high of 3, wind southwest 10 to 15. Light snow likely by late evening Tuesday night, less than a half inch overnight, low 0, wind south.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues. They play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now rank 18th in the nation.
Marquette now 10th ranked. After losing to Xavier over the weekend,
they're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past 6 seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past 3. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in.
Ithaca.
How old was Reggie Wright when Ron signed him? He was in his 30s, I believe. You know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means. You know, so I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders, Max Crosby, is 27.
After sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Held as well. Also, other
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, you know, it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend. Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman Finn finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Be made up on February 10th.
Local radio for you and your community.
You can find a full
it's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning out in the overnight, as we'll see still plenty of clouds around the area. They should thin a little bit, though, towards sunrise. Temperatures nearly to 15 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 sometimes below. A gusty northwest breeze. Sunshine 5 above. Tuesday, currently 10 degrees below zero.
Earl Ingram, how will the incoming presidential administration impact you? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams following Monday's inauguration on Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do this. Let's light it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Monday night edition. It is 0 degrees outside, and we seriously need warmth. We need warmth, folks. It's freezing. Conrad, are you wearing shorts tonight?
I'm not wearing anything.
But those roads don't go forever. Pickup lines don't always get her. And that neon just goes dark.
It's, you know what? It's not as bad as people are saying. I really wasn't outside for any period of time tonight. I was walking a car. I was like, all right, it's cold, conversation, but it wasn't like, sunset, I'm telling you, wind is everything. I feel when it down in my bones. Just, yeah, I need a this wasn't bad. There's no wind. And the sun's out. 0 degrees is cold. But it's not cold. Like, farmers would be cool. School's already closed. That's great. They're a kid. And they won't be in school. But you get outside.
I have felt that relief in any time.
Yes.
Going out to the news and be like, all right, it's my school closed today. That was the best feeling when they said something's on a closed deal. Best feeling.
You know what's the worst? Like, tears in my eyes. Like, man, you're so sad. You're just looking for some truth. And that just creates better.
Or there's the my front 2 hour delay. As well.
I need the kind of mood. Which isn't terrible.
Yeah, you can have a little breakfast in this.
It's better than nothing. It's nice to know that ahead of time. Get up your own prayer and go to some drink. Yeah, tell me about your heart. Sit around with your mistakes. Give me something that won't work. Knock and turn into something I can't feel. Good weekend. Lots of stuff going on.
When a stadium like Lambeau has, you know, home field advantage in the cold, yeah. I think that's still cool. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries playing in snow. So, yeah, I'm still for it, I guess.
I used to be like old school, like same deal as Chicago, honey, Air Stadium. I spent the first part of my childhood, second part year. We have an open air stadium here as well. And I was all about, well, you gotta be tough, you gotta play outside, and that's how football young me talking. Give me that don't. It happened this way. Anytime. And here's why. It was worth when you're watching, like I watched the second half of the Baltimore Buffalo. I didn't want to see the lead back. Running on snow, honey, not optimizing your buzz. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, are you kidding me? I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run against the passes. Fuck yeah, Mark Andrews. But I mean, so I want to know. And I know this aren't really football games anymore. The last game I went to was until the Super Bowl 2015. And I just. So I'm not letting you out of my sight. I'm saving my love for you. Or it doesn't help. That was a September game. I'm done. For a heart that's true. And I think it's one more than that. Honey, I knew I've been saving my love for you.
Yeah, you know, I've been saving my love for you. You watched that Lions game. I've been waiting
for a heart that's true. I did.
That
was look at you, honey,
I knew I've been saving my love for you. I was just surprised. But that's a dumb stadium. Jaden Daniels looks amazing.
He looked amazing. And Goff looked like Goff that we used to know. I mean, and maybe if that was an outdoor game, well, Goff probably would have come too. But Jaden Daniels, just got a little tougher. But I don't know. It should be interesting. But that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Question.
This question.
Domanda.
I've been
throwing
horseshoes.
Where do you stand on dome
over
stadiums?
My left shoulder.
Dome or open air? Yes, I'm asking you, Packer fans,
I've spent
Badger
most
fans.
All my life.
Bears, Detroit, Minnesota. There's some fans out there. What do you guys think? You wish your teams played in open air? You like the dome? I like the dome. Conrad, you seem like you like the dome, even though you love Lambeau Field. That's your conflict.
Yeah, the only stadium I'll
and honey,
appreciate not being a dome is Lambeau.
Okay.
That's
and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's kind of new anyway, so... They might be, depending on what happens
that's
in Chicago, they might be the only open-air stadium.
That's
cold, certainly in the
Chicago.
Yeah, that's that you can get that
for all
yeah, I mean, because is that new stadium going to have a dome
never
in Chicago?
Either way, yeah, regardless of if they build it downtown, at least, you know,
losing
no,
makes me
heard.
Sorry.
And I don't buy into
well,
that.
Well, honey, we've got the advantage because...
Most of the home players hate that weather, too. And it's not like they're all from Green Bay.
That's
or Chicago or wherever. So nobody likes playing. But I think it gives the fans like a sense of security. It's like, wow, this is our home stadium. And we like open. But what do you think, folks? Let us know. Dome or open-air stadium? What do you prefer? For selfish reasons, I like the dome. I really don't care when I'm watching at home. But I kind of do. I don't like snow in the ground. I want to see great athletes being great athletes. Not looking like the Keystone Cops or like it's me playing out there tripping and slipping. So let us know. 855-752-8425. 855-75-CIVIC.
Losing
Dome or open
makes
air.
Me sorry.
Where are you at? You can also text us on the stream.
You say,
if you want to watch the radio on TV.
I don't wear it.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under WISS.
That's a way
on YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. Twitter, Civic Media.
part of the show, folks. It's always more fun when you guys text and let us know how you feel. You can also text on the app. It's so easy. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We love to get likes and follows. We're no different than anyone else on social media. Twitter was shut down for about 7 minutes. Give me a go.
TikTok.
You didn't like it
when I wish Twitter were shut down.
Although they're all the same now.
Yeah, that was
doesn't even matter.
That was really funny. He gave us the message, and then I think it was later that day. This song, but
President Trump did it after threatening to shut it down 4 years ago. I mean, what a mess. I just think all of them are the same now. We'll see what happens with the blue sky, but they all have this good inspecting you to be late, but you got here early and you stand and wave. So that will be interesting, but we have a great show. Native Son. You pull my chair out and help me. But a Native Son of Wisconsin. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny comedian from Milwaukee. Tom joins us at 6:35 to talk about some upcoming dates he has here in Wisconsin. He's coming back from Southern California. I don't think he was that close to the fire, but I'm sure he still had a lot of experience in the old Midwestern region.
Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and
News from the
Center,
WRCE.
Are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your
Mike
loved ones.
Hey, Mike.
When I look back at all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass
holding his date books.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 8 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit UNCF.org today and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Making prosecutors consider charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman 12th Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So it's Al Michaels telling a story about him, Bob Uecker, and Howard Cosell calling a baseball game. And Howard Cosell said they might bunt here. Howard Cosell didn't know a lot about baseball, as I understand. The kind of
pardon me if I'm sentimental.
This would not be a time to
say
bunt.
Goodbye.
He tried to move tax relief.
Don't be angry.
And Cosell said something to the effect like, should you don't have to be so truculent. You know, a truculent.
You're gone,
and
yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool
Rich Eisen
such as I.
And said, without missing a beat, and Al Michaels says, without missing a beat.
Now and then,
so
there's
so
a fool such as I am.
Very funny and funny. Line.
You
so
taught me
on Wednesday,
how
Skip
to love and
Skip
now you say that we are through. I am a fool,
very funny comedian.
But I'll
one of the
love
first comics
dear,
I saw when I started looking at
the
comedy club was in 19 in Chicago.
Now and then,
I thought it was just hilarious.
There's a
and that was the thrill of a lifetime.
Such as I.
So I'm about to Skip about his experience with Bob Uecker. That's on Wednesday. Tonight we have Tom Clark will join us at 6:35. He's got some Wisconsin dates coming up. He has one of Milwaukee's own. Oh, and then we go to another one of Milwaukee's. Film critic Matt Miller joins us at 7:20. So, all right. So we don't have a clip, of course. That's too bad. We'll have to figure out. So let's read some things.
I like that. Otherwise, it's a great break.
Now and then.
say that we are.
Did he really?
Yeah. I'm
he
a fool.
He showed a video of
but I
what the rooms were.
On the day I die. Now and then.
Yeah. So we would
bear
the stage or somewhere. Although they
such
fire
as I.
As well, but that's horrible. So do you have a good clip?
If you want to fit this, it's about 2 minutes. We can play this where he healed Edgel's cat. Weller Dave.
This is the great. Well, I have time to read text because we got some great text coming on the question.
Well, what why if don't I we do this? Well, we can just play this.
What if I don't
but I do got that night?
Let's do that. What I like that one too. White was always the one that said.
Everything would have turned out on
the question. Where can I put my terrarium? Question. May I investigate?
Yeah.
Okay, question. What kind of bear is best?
That's
a ridiculous question.
The last one was when Jim was first
Joey,
when he showed up like red and white.
And he goes, question.
Like every episode, you don't know which you're gonna get from what.
Right.
Like it's gonna be something totally different from the last one.
And at times, he was almost like he was an ally. And all of a sudden, he's back to being twice.
Yes.
Great. Isn't it click later? I'm sure that you don't mind if they berate him and be a little bit more deserving. All right, let's get some text in. Our question is all day down. Open air stadium or dome? He's raised by the question. I just feel like. I don't care. I don't go to many live sports meetings anymore. I like watching the movie, but I feel like a great athlete should play. The level of playing in the circuit should be a level of control. Make the conditions the same for everyone. And for some, I don't like control. So when I do go to the game, I'd love to go to the game. But anyway, that's our question. Dome or open air stadium? Let us know what you think. From the 262, Jim and Kenosha says open air, natural turf. No doubt about it. I have a feeling that's where most people are going. Tom from New Berlin says, with UP, Brewers play in a dome. Packers, it's a grand frozen turf, but they could do concert in the winter, but natural grass is a better place. So I agree with that. I love the natural grass, and it's better for the athletes as well. That's the perfect stereo.
Yes.
And love that money. Yeah, not every team is willing to spend that kind of money, though, but it is cool. Jim from Apple says Lambo will never have a dome. Well, at least that's true. But I could see. Look, we all get soft over the years. At some point, maybe we will. You guys are probably doing it.
I doubt it. It is like, it is a brand.
John from the 740 is very excited about the star-studded coaching staff Ben Johnson is putting together, along with our QB1 Caleb Williams. As a fellow Bears fan, I chastise you, sir, as winter games have been and always will be part of football. I mean, not really, but come on, man. There's a little something there. Don't lie. Yes, there's a mystique. Thing, I don't think I can see. But I respect your opinion. Thank you, John. Thank you, Texas. Might be the first time. Hopefully, he says, love your show. Thanks so much, John. Thanks for texting me. Don't be a stranger. All right, we have a lot to get to. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny guy from Milwaukee, one of Wisconsin's own. This is Beach Wild and Nightlife, Civic Media, Radio Network.
No, it's not. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
Revoked nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history, maybe the worst, not one of them. The worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. The Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eden fire. Former Vice President President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Can't you see
what I... Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues. They play UCLA tonight. Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked. After losing to Xavier over the weekend, they're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. How old was Reggie White when they're on side? I mean, he's in his 30s, I believe. You know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means. You know, so I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the L.A. fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 10 below zero.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left or right. They changing lines for, oh, my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
standing tall in the backyard shed, so, looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey, y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him.
And Matt is up to all the movies.
Scott Hill, Lori Fagans, and all we're left with are the memories made. Pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on.
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Blacktop road. Learner
permit. Wait a minute. He's a fair pick.
Thought I was earning. Driving fast.
Where is this man? Tom, you're
an old school guy. Then a fence. Then a barn.
I mean, the police came and called my father.
But I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me.
I do like football and the glory
fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, pain hurts, but you don't
like it. I think I like a dome for baseball.
The shorts are gone, baby, cause the chicks dig it.
But I think in football, I don't mind that.
Every night, they got sweet love flowing like a river.
but it was so incredible. Kiss a little, baby, we won't so have a care. It's right on our feet in the soft green grass. Smack that way out back in the middle of nowhere. It's you and me, the sky, the lakes and trees.
But yeah, he's enjoying his time. This guy behind me goes, kid, if you don't hurry up, we're going to trample you. Everything
you can't say. You were just happy to have some warning.
Stand right, right. Wouldn't do that in New York.
No, he's going to kill you. Oh, that's very funny. I have such great memories of my mom's family. My parents met at Marquette. And my mom's family, the Murphys, migrated to Milwaukee when she was running, shortly before she was in college. It seems to win. But they used to, my Uncle Pat Murphy used to organize these fun tailgates. And it was my first experience, like where I grew up in Chicago. My mom would put us on the bus and take us to Wrigley, but there's no tailgating. Or you just went into the stadium. Nobody was there in the late 70s anyway, but the Brewers was like such a different vibe. Like there were people pretty much in the parking lot, bratwurst and burgers. It was just like nothing I had ever seen. Do they still do that at the new stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Might be they kind of limited because you usually like make a night of it. You know, they stay there all night, all morning. I live by the... Yeah, just keep on. I used to stay, we lived right by the thing, so we used to park cars in that driveway, and I would like, I would just keep running. Much of my parents would park six or seven cars in our driveway, park them on the grass.
Are you, Tom, I don't know if you follow me, but today, downtown Green Bay, it's a balmy zero. Right on the nose, 0 degrees. And I remember when we moved back here from L.A., my son was 7 years old. His first day of school. He's all bundled up in a snowsuit. And a week earlier, he was complaining about 45-degree weather in the morning in L.A. And he says to me, Dad, what is the temperature outside?
I know.
It's so cool.
And back then you would look, I had a paper route in Milwaukee. And I was like 1 degree, I was like, oh, it's not too bad, 1 degree. I'd be like, at least it's on 20 below 0. Like, that's why nothing phases me in LA with the weather.
Yeah.
I saw horrible things.
And you probably didn't know how bad it was until you were in L.A. for years, because that's how I was. I was like, I'd come back my first winter, and it was so bad, I miss winter, kind of. And by year three, I was like, if I never go back, people can come out here and see us. That turned into a wimp pretty quickly, or at least I did.
Daddy's old Chevrolet. I mean, I 12 looked at the weather old, coming up, and I was going like, to the family fishing hole. Milwaukee when it's 14 degrees. I was like, that's Park not bad. By the that's dock in the shade of because the willow tree. I saw that it's all below zero up until Thursday.
Crazy.
My dad looks back, and he hands
all right,
a pole
so you got a couple
me.
Dates coming up. My guest is Tom Clark, by the way. He's a Milwaukee.
There's a whole
comedian.
Lot of country folk waiting around to get there first. Hand me down the very first one was grand.
Yeah, I try to make it home. I do have my own little show. It's called Rounding Church. Yeah, it's always a fun show. And I have my friend Johnny in the shade of the willow
tree. I love John.
My show for you.
Yeah, he is.
My boyfriend looks back and says, will you marry me?
I was pretty fast as you held my hand. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I don't know. I'm gonna dazzle.
Yeah. There's a little pressure there, right? Go back to your neighborhood.
Yeah, I feel like people want to hear stories about that. See if I have the guts to do it, but I might.
Do you work Milwaukee at other times throughout the year? Do you work any of the clubs there, Tom?
I used to do the Comedy Cafe. I used to come back a lot more because my parents were still there. There's a whole lot of country folk waiting around to get there first. Hand me down. Yeah, I made it.
So if people want tickets, February 2nd.
Oh no, it's this weekend, Friday night.
Oh, let's change that. It'll be longer. Of course. So where would they get tickets from?
You can go to TomClark.com.
Theater. That should be a nice gig.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah, I didn't notice that the dates were wrong on there. But yeah, it's this Friday in Milwaukee around 8:30, Saturday in Marinette.
Okay, so that'll be fun. You have this great theater, Tom. My daughter did, and my son to a lesser degree did theater there all since we moved back, and that's a great children's theater. Recently renovated. It's a great space. I'm sure you're gonna crush, and that sounds really fun. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom about maybe we can take a trip down memory lane to the last year when we did a fundraiser the same way Johnny Wiener is doing on February 1st.
Okay.
And then,
for sure.
I have some more stand-up questions for you, and maybe we can even jump into a little Bob Uecker before we let you go. We will be right back with more with the very funny Tom Clark. This is Nightlife with Pete Schwab on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC system that heats your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork. Plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. Retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. while running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time on Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in detention. They're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him. It's 80s next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I thought it was Fall On.
I thought it was too. I've been listening to that song for 35 years, but every once in a while somebody points out how stupid I am. Thanks, Tom. I don't know. Maybe that's Conrad, let's Google that. Take a memo. We've got to get to the bottom of this. My guest is Tom Clark. If you have the means and the availability, check him out at Rounding Third this weekend. You can get tickets. There's a few left at tomclark.com. Baby, right there in the shadows of... remember, it's American
Those corporate giants.
I would still call it County Stadium if I could. That was kind of had all the charm, right? Tom is coming back to Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin. So it's funny, you mentioned Johnny Beaner, who you introduced me to, and he's been a guest on the show several times. Johnny, last year you did local youth football fundraiser in Marinette last year with your really funny wife, Steph. I just realized she was with you last year at this time when you were on. I should have invited her to come on too, but we'll do her on a separate time. She's very funny, though. Is it fun? Do you guys like to travel together? Do you ever get sick of each other or wish you weren't married to comedians? How does that work, Tom?
Wish you weren't married. No, I think it's great. It's really helpful that we both kind of know what we go through as far as booking dates and stuff. You know, sometimes it's tougher for her as far as like sort of being booked in. They book me and I assume they book her as well. So that can be a little bit frustrating on her end. But overall, you know, it's nice. I love being able to travel with her and go places. Such a hard worker as far as, you know, not only as a comic, but just helping us find gigs that we can both do together. There's really no real drawback. Plus, we have a dog that we bring with us on the road, so one of us gets to watch the dog when the other's on stage.
Oh, fantastic. You guys are a nice 1-2 punch. I was surprised at how well you complement each other, your acts. Like, you're different enough. But she set the table very well for you, too. It was a great show, and it was great to have you there. Tim Cavanaugh last year did the fundraiser at my old high school, which you're doing this year. And 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was, I brought Tim up there, donated my salary to my ex-high school, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Didn't get credit for it in the mailer they send out every year. Oversight. Big deal. Who cares? I know that you don't do it for the Hosanna, whatever. You just do it to be the guy. But then they booked him and didn't call me. So,
oh, my God.
And now I feel like they're like bird dogging me to find out who these funny comics are and avoiding ways to talk to me. It's not like I was one of their... I mean, listen, I was a bench warmer in high school. I don't expect any kind of special treatment. But you're going to crush, man. That's a great venue. And Catholics love to laugh, so I think you'll do really well. So we'll have to get together. I'll have to say hello when you're there. I always love your comments.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to hang out. I love coming up there and, you know, wait, probably stop and greet me on our way out. It's always, always nice.
Where, aside from Milwaukee time, what are your favorite areas? Do you have other clubs in Wisconsin you like to work?
I mean, I like everywhere. I mean, I go to the Dells a lot. I do this place called the Crystal Grand. My buddy Michael Alexander has a big theater in the Dells. And we love going there. I did a show. I opened for Louis Anderson there.
From the moment I met you.
4 or 5 years ago.
On the second floor of your mom's house.
Yeah, so great. And then recently I did it. And they had me headline it, and you know, drew like 600-700 people, and you know, and that size of the year is just so incredible. So yeah, I love that. I love, you know, Madison is always great. I wish we could get there more, but I don't really get
so glad we both made it here tonight.
You know, I love any part of this. If you book me, I hope.
Are the audiences different here? I remember. Not much from what I did stand up, but I do remember going to different parts of the country and where they picked up on different idiosyncrasies or whatever. How are Wisconsin's different at all from other places?
I mean, Steph probably noticed it more. They're just a little more loosey-goosey. Sometimes in California, it can be a little uptight. Kind of got to watch what you say a little bit more. Wisconsin, I've always just and you can be a little bit dirty and you're not going to cringe. Not that I won't be Saturday, but you can be a little bit haughty.
Are there topics you stay away from in terms of like political stuff, or are there topics you won't touch necessarily?
You know, I think I'm done with that. Like, I think I'm done not talking about politics. Or, like, you know, it's like people say, like, oh, don't talk about, you know, we don't want to talk. It's like, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
You can't handle talking about, you know, or whatever. I'm kind of done with that whole thing. I'm like, I don't want to be political. It's like, no, it's okay. You know, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think in the last year or so, I've kind of just developed that. I'm like, you know what, I'm done. Like, tiptoeing around the issues.
Right.
Not that I'm political, but I'm like, if I want to make fun of something, I want to make fun of it.
Hey Tom, can you stick around for a few minutes? I'd love to talk to you a little bit about you here.
Okay, for sure.
All right, fantastic. Tom Clark is here. We will have more with a few more minutes with Tom after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Peach Wobble and Michael on Civic Media Radio.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump marked the first day of his second term with a blizzard of executive orders, but it was a pardon for every person charged on January 6th that made the most immediate impact. Asked about pardoning people who were charged with assaulting law enforcement on that day, the president told reporters,
"I've been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
Other executive actions included declaring a national emergency at the southern border and ending birthright citizenship, but that's considered a constitutional guarantee. It's already prompted two lawsuits. A second straight day of dangerous winds expected in Southern California, prompting a second day of major fire warnings. For tens of millions more, it's dangerous cold. Snow in the south. Both major Houston airports closed today. And Ohio State beat Notre Dame to win college football's national championship 34-23. This is ABC News.